Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks, watching what you do. Human behavior, that's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently, we're not ready for that.
What?
Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back, so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later, because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long, when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But say what you want about America, folks. Yeah. You can say what you want about Americans. You can call them smart, dumb, ignorant, innocent, naive, gullible, easily led, whatever you want. You're going to have to deal with them. You're going to have to deal with them, because you're in the television business now. You got the all-suicide channel on cable TV. All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there,
just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumbucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film. And it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before.
That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll.
And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Everybody, how's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are live broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a little after 6 p.m. on the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? We did not do a show last week. It seems forever since we've done a show, since I skipped the show. Usually we broadcast on Sundays at 6 p.m. and Thursdays at 6 p.m. We used to go all 7 days, but 2 days is enough for me to deal with this nonsense that we talk about. And to get everybody together, try to get all the supporters together, you know, it's very difficult. But yet we live in the information age, the communication age, where everyone has a cell phone, but yeah, you can never get a hold of anybody. That's why I went to 2 days. You know, we advertised, in the beginning it started out well where, you know, I got a lot of family and supporters to come on. But lately I've gotten people I don't even know across the country to chip in and listen in and say, hey, we're going to support your show even if we have to archive it. And that's another thing I want to bring up to the people that are on the line tonight. And we got about 35 on the caller line and about 10 in the chat room and hundreds on the iPhone, Android listening line. And they came up with a new system, Blog Talk, where you can monitor who is listening through the many different avenues of the communication, like, for instance, Firefox, Google, who's listening, who's logging into your site. And in the studio screen, we could see that, okay? And I like that, actually, because we could tell how many people are actually clicking on the site. And then, of course, many people go back and they listen into the archive, where this show tonight, for instance, is archived, okay? And people can share it with their friends. I don't care. There's no copyright issue here. You can share it on your Facebook, your Twitter, your whatever. copy and paste it, and I don't care, I don't mind, because the point of it is we're getting information out there. Excuse me. The title of the show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live. Now, we have, like I said, I did not have a show last week, so I've been out of touch with a lot of my supporters, and I haven't communicated a lot with a lot of people. However, did obtain a guest for tonight, and it was kind of last minute, but usually that's how it works. But like I said, the show is archived, and I will advertise it. And everyone knows I've taken on a lot of cases lately involving CPS, the criminal CPS that's out there. Now, look, we all know that there's children out there that are who are really being abused, who are being tortured, who are in bad conditions. And we as a whole, as a society, want to see something done about that. However, when you give too much power to someone or some organization, that power is abused and corrupted. Why? Because of the almighty dollar. Okay? And we're going to hear a story tonight, and I'm going to allow this individual to tell the story, and I could see they're on the line tonight. I have to scroll up and down the screen, but I'm glad they're the third caller in tonight, because like I said, I have 38 callers, and I can only hold 10 on my screen, so they're the third caller, and I'm going to connect them in a minute. But what we've been talking about lately, and that's due to my good friend Terry LaPointe, who writes for Medical Kidnap. She was on this program about 2 months ago, and ever since then, she's sent me guests, people who want to have their story told. And we all know about the Navy dad who went on the Schwab family, where we took on that story, contacted the news media out there, the governor, and where he now has a federal lawsuit pending. We all know about the other stories I've took on. There was one story. I don't want to really say her name because I haven't spoken to her in a couple of weeks, but there was one story we took on where the next day she was actually ordered by the court not to talk to the media any longer because we made so many waves and complications. But you know what? Who cares? Because you know what? These stories need to be heard. This involves our future. Our children are our future in our country, whether you like it or not. Okay? You're not our future. The baby boom generation out there, you're our senior citizens. And we are unable to help you and take care of you because of the screwed up system we have been left with. Now, I'm not blaming a certain generation for what we have today, but what I'm saying is it's all up to us to fix this screwed up situation we are in today. We have a messed up government, a corrupt government. And this dates back all the way back. I mean, you heard the introduction. Look, you've got the Federal Reserve that was inducted in 1913 that has basically took over our economy. Okay, our housing, all our jobs, our corporations, they bought off all our politicians. We sold out our government during the Reconstruction Acts after the Civil War. And I don't want to get into a big history lesson here, but we have to go back to the beginning to understand what is happening today. And then when we understand the truth of yesterday and understand and know what is happening today, we can plan for the future tomorrow. Because how the hell are you going to plan for tomorrow when you don't know what the hell is going on today? But anyway, I've got a guest here on the line tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and connect her right now. This is Lisa, and she's going to tell her story. And I talked to her about an hour ago, and I believe it's very important for her to tell her story. And it's not up to me to tell. It's up to her. I'm going to go ahead and connect her right now, and I'm connecting. Lisa, can you hear me? You're connected right now, Lisa.
I can hear you, Joseph. Hi. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? I'm doing good. Listen, Lisa, you heard what I had to say in the beginning, and listen, I'm going to give you the floor. And that's what I do with my guests. It's not up to me to tell your story. It's up to you, because I may say the wrong thing or I may not get it right. So it's up to you. So you can introduce yourself. We have a lot of people listening, and I can verify that because I can see it on my call screen. So introduce yourself and just go ahead and tell your story like you would tell it to anyone else, okay?
All right. Thank you. My name is Lisa Mitchell, and I am a whistleblower. I would agree with you that we have to understand history in order to stop this. We have to go all the way back in time for you to understand my particular story and what's happening to a lot of kids in state care. We have to go all the way back to 9/11. Sorry, I was running. I was trying to get to the phone. Sorry.
That's okay. Take your time. That's okay. That's okay. Take your time.
All right. Thank you. All right. So let's go back and do a little history lesson. I'm actually a big history buff, and that's what makes me probably very dangerous when it comes to this particular subject that I'm fixing to expose here. In 9/11, after 9/11, that was in 2001. Shortly after that, George Bush Jr. imposed the Patriot Act. Under the Patriot Act comes the New Freedom Commission, and the New Freedom Commission was to deem all Americans, they all had to be screened for mental health, every American, and even the unborn. Why is that? Because a lot of Americans were not buying the 9/11 catastrophe, and in order to, it's military-related psychological warfare. If you want to take out your opponents through psychological warfare, the first card that you would play is that they're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. They're conspiracy theorists. They don't love their government. They don't trust their government. Whatever.
And what you're talking about, listen, Lisa, that, and not to interrupt you, but what you're saying is what you're saying is something that I agree with totally, and
right.
It's very interesting. So please, I have not heard this argument
right.
from anyone before, and this is great. I appreciate it. So please carry on. This is great.
You're very welcome. All right, the Patriot Act. You will look into the Patriot Act. It's tied into the executive order of the New Freedom Commission, and all Americans will be screened for mental health due to 9/11 and the terrorist attacks. Our enemy is what I call them, and we must expose our enemy, and we must know our enemy. That's warfare. We are in warfare. We are warring against an ancient bloodline, and that's also part of our history too, because a lot of the people that are in power they're all inbreds. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, Dick Cheney, his wife came out and said that Bush Jr. and Obama, they're all related cousins. You can look that up online. It came right out of her own mouth. It's no different than the ancient bloodlines where brother married sister or the king married his cousin or whatever. Voting is rigged. It's going to be the next person that's going to be in line to the throne. There is no we the people as far as is voting anybody in. This is all rigged. So let's go back to 9/11 and the Patriot Act. Once that executive order was in place by Bush Jr., and he signed that into, a lot of people don't understand that his dad, Bush Sr., was a part of the pharmaceutical company. He ran a lot of these organizations behind the scenes. His dad has big ties to Big Pharma. So this played into part of Bush Sr., and Bush Jr. was more than happy to do his dad's will. Now that the New Freedom Commission is in place, that's why you see it in the courts. That's why during divorce, everybody's got to get a psychological examination. That's why you're seeing it in divorce courts, family courts. All of these issues relate into the Big Pharma agenda, getting everybody hooked on psychotropic drugs or getting them hooked on to Big Pharma, etc. My story begins a lot like that.
Lisa, before we get to your story, I just want to tell everyone, if you have a question for Lisa, you have got to call in at 657-383-0616 and press 1. And I promise I will get you on, okay? It doesn't matter if I got 50 people on the phone line. I can only hold 50 okay. live. All right? But go
okay,
ahead, Lisa.
Great.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. So not knowing that this was an agenda that was in place, a lot of Americans didn't really know about this agenda. I fell into this agenda just like all Americans are falling into it. And it would be, I'm a single mother with four children. Samuel's my last child. And while I was in the throes of labor, I was very far from a hospital. When I made it to the hospital, he was already in distress. He had the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck. He had to be removed from the emergency, not a C-section, but an emergency removal because he was dying with the umbilical cord. When I first put him in school is when we started, you know, this is another agenda. Now the schools are playing psychiatrists. Now the schools are saying your kid is mentally ill or needs to be screened for mental health issues because the schools are following the agenda of the new Freedom Commission, the Patriot Act, and 9/11. So I took my son to a psychiatrist at the age of 6. I left this disappointment. No blood work, no nothing was done on him, no weight, no nothing. I left that office in tears, and my son was prescribed 6 psychotropic drugs at the age of 6. 2 months, he was an absolute mess. They continued to change his meds, up his meds, jerk off a med, put him on another med. He was a freaking mess. So, by the age of 8, I had no other choice because nobody told me. I mean, these people in this field are not going to tell you the fraud they're committing, so you have nowhere to turn. I put him in a treatment center, not knowing that this was all going on. I put him there on my own accord. I had his Social Security because a disability and Social Security go hand in hand, and Social Security and Medicaid go hand in hand. So the treatment center was paid by Medicaid. I got to keep the Social Security in my possession to pay for whatever he needed, clothing, shoes, whatever he needed. In that treatment center, here he is now on his 10 or 11 psychotropic drugs, introduced to new drugs in this time period. He wouldn't sit in the back seat of the car. He was in the front seat of the car. They ripped him out of the car. He's just turned 10. They started doing a prone restraint on him, which I have now worked very hard to ban that here in Colorado, where they put them on their face in the parking lot, and they get on top of them and they do a restraint. And the reason that we ban this because people have died over it. So anytime that you see anybody doing a prone restraint, you need to look it up in your state if we have banned it, because that's illegal even if police are doing it. I don't care who they are. It kills people. So shortly after this had happened, he had just turned 10. Police came out. They filed third-degree assault on my child for resisting the restraint. This is how CPS got involved. This is how, all of a sudden, I'm the guardian of my child. He gets appointed a GAL. Parents are probably familiar how this happens. GAL starts coming in and saying that they know what's best for the kid. No, they don't. CPS took him in 2008. They bounced him from treatment centers until they landed him in this particular treatment center that we are suing right now. And this treatment center abused, neglected my kid for 5 years in this treatment center, and the abuse is just absolutely horrendous. He was covered from head to toe in bruising, sprained limbs, chipped head concussions, purple testicles, dehydrated the entire time that he was there. And, of course, I was sounding off about it. I was constantly complaining in 2011 about his particular care. And then a beautiful thing happened. The Justice Department came in and started suing all of the pharmaceutical companies that are the makers of these psychotropic drugs in 2011. And in those settlements with the Justice Department, they sued the pharmaceutical companies. We'll just say Abilify. Abilify, the maker of Abilify, was sued because it was not intended for children under the ages of 18 to 24. It was considered fraudulent for what the pharmaceutical companies were saying this particular drug would fix, heal, cure, whatever. They got them under the False Claims Act, and because the drugs were deemed fraudulent, then you can't bill Medicaid or Medicare fraudulent drugs. You cannot commit fraud upon any kind of federal program. They got them for that, and then they also exposed, the Justice Department did, in these multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical settlements, and we're talking pretty much all the psychotropic drugs that the drug makers were targeting psychiatrists, doctors, and giving them kickbacks to push these drugs on children. And in pushing the drugs on the children, the doctors received incentives, kickbacks on the side. So I started looking into the prescribing psychiatrists that were giving them to him in this treatment center that we're suing. And sure enough, one of the psychiatrists was the second to largest pharmaceutical kickback doctor in the entire state of Colorado. He was prescribing not only to my son and all these other kids. So basically, you have to understand this. These drugs that they're giving to these kids that are not approved by the FDA for pediatric use will cause suicide, aggression, violence, unusual behavior. Those are just the behavioral
issues. Lisa, can I tell you, Lisa, can I ask? So they prescribe these drugs that are not FDA approved, and if there's anyone else out there who has been hooked on any type of prescription that wasn't FDA approved, I really wish you'd call in and give your experience. Or even if it was FDA approved and the doctors got you hooked on these types of drugs, psychological drugs, or even opiates, you need to call in and give, you know, because these doctors do that. And what do they do after they get you hooked? They cut you off, you know, and that's a big problem in this country. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I do that sometimes because I want to make a point.
That's okay.
And, you know, and and what I want to do is I want to hear other perspectives also. And we do got someone who wants to ask a quick question, not to interrupt you, Lisa. And I like to always
ahead.
Yeah, I always like to cater to my callers because that's very important because they're the supporters of this program. And they do have a question or they want to make a comment. So I'm going to go with area code 203-935. The first three numbers are, excuse me, first six numbers are area code 203, which is Connecticut, and then 935. I won't give out the full number for your safety and protection because I do get a lot of crazy people that do call, and I block them. And I'm doing that while she's talking, by the way. I'm blocking these nutcases out there that want to call in and call me an asshole or whatever, you know. So I'm just letting people know.
No worries.
But anyway, go ahead, area code 203-935.
What's going on, buddy? I was just listening to your show, and it really sucks because everybody's so zoned out on big pharmacy right now, and it's made just to kill people or make them addicted to pay, and you have to keep paying and paying for health. It's really ridiculous. There's a lot of drugs that people have to be on due to certain conditions that they're born with, and you got to sort of stick with it. But I am totally against big pharmacy. I try not to go to the doctors at all. There's a lot of natural remedies out there that do cure a lot of shit. People just need to read, you know?
Right.
That's correct.
I found out.
And Meriden, Connecticut, and tell me, see, she's involved with CPS. Her child now is in jail. And she's in a battle with CPS. And when she talked to me earlier, she said, "What can I do now?" The battle's never over, and I will talk to her in private about that later on.
Well, that's a fight and a half right there. You know?
Yeah. Have you ever had any encounters?
Oh, yeah. CPS, they want to get – CPS wants to get in everybody's house and put all their kids on medicine. And, you know, that's why you're having all these school shootings and shit like that. You never had that shit when we were growing up. I'm only 42 years old.
Right.
But with these kids on all these psychotic drugs, they're putting them on. Everybody's got ADD, this hyperactivity. And I believe
right.
that's one of the reasons why we're having all these school shootings is because all the drugs the people, these doctors are pushing and getting kickbacks for.
You're right.
You're right.
And
you're right.
They do have some victories. I mean, DHS is no longer, in my case, I've got them out of my hair. I've got full guardianship of my child again. But you're right.
They just
want to
get in your business, man, and they want to put your kids
right.
on all sorts of shit to make them fucking drones.
That's right.
Because
they
want to
know
nothing.
What kind of drugs you're on. They want to know what kind of drugs you're on,
yeah.
Meriden, Connecticut. They want to know what kind of guns you have in your house, how many dogs you've got.
They want
you know?
Everything, yeah.
There's a Department
you got that
of
right,
Human
brother.
Services, and the Department of Human Services works very close with FDA. They work very
yep.
close with the FDA. They're all a part of this. This is something that people don't understand, that they work very
yeah.
close with Medicaid. If you're a child and you are disabled, they work with the Social Security Department. We just had something we were very lucky to have two whistleblowers that came out and said for 6 years they've been trying to report that people, and I want you to think about this for a minute, just because my son is legitimately disabled. He is incapacitated and incompetent, and he's sitting in jail. But I do want to say this. They take one kid, and this child, when they remove this child, is not disabled. Then they give them a label because all children have to be mentally health screened under what I told you, the new Freedom Commission, within 28 to 30 days. So little Johnny is now green. He's given a label. Then the Medicaid kicks in with the Social Security. They abused my kid for 8 years in DHS custody with his Social Security money. So kids that are not really disabled, they're taking these kids. They're deeming them psychotic or whatever. Then the Medicaid kicks in, the Social Security. Well, these two whistleblowers came out and said that the Social Security Department actually gets kickbacks and incentives to sign anybody and everybody up for disability.
And big pharmaceuticals, right down to the president, it's all corrupt. They want to be in everybody's business. They want your kids to just be drones because it's going to turn into another third world shithole in another 40 years.
And the rich are going to control it.
The rich are, until
the
somebody
people.
Stands up. Yeah, until the people stand up.
That's
right.
And that's what we're doing here, Meriden, Connecticut. That's what we're doing. And
that's what I'm doing in Meriden, Connecticut, too.
Good.
Right.
You know,
it's
everywhere. It's sick.
You're right. Exposed
all the corruption. So the Social Security Department's corrupt. Don't go running to them for Social Security fraud. These are nothing but worker bees that work behind a desk that are told what to do. Keep your mouth shut or you lose your job. They have no other recourse but to file a whistleblower complaint. You go to Medicaid and you expose the Medicaid fraud because, like I said, these drugs cannot be billed to Medicaid. They cannot be billed to Medicare for our elderly. This is also trickling all the way down to the VA for our veterans. Our veterans don't even need these drugs. And don't go to the Medicaid and blow the whistle on the Medicaid because you're going to be holding your breath. There are worker bees that are behind the desk that
Shut
are
you
under
up.
Extreme intimidation to stop it. And then on top of that, then you've got people who are saying, there's no button to push. We got elderly abuse. We can go right on a website. We can
the Social Security, I don't mean to cut you off, but Social Security is so corrupt. There's people in California that are
right.
that are illegal immigrants getting $700 a month
exactly.
for the rest of their life, and they didn't do shit.
That's
and then
right.
we pay for AIDS, so they get even more fucking money. Excuse my language.
That's right.
No, you're right. It just makes me sick.
You're correct.
The people that need it have to fight for it, and the people that just come over here on a free boat get it quicker.
And you know what? My son is legitimately disabled. But when we get done with our settlement, I don't want your freaking Medicaid. I am not a part of a criminal organization. I don't want your Social Security for him. I don't want to be tied or connected with anything that this criminal racket is associated with. Because you have to
that's
understand.
Good. That's great. That's great, Lisa, that's great. But there's some people, you know, they have no choice. They can't keep the lights on without it. You know? So what do they do?
The people,
you know?
The people that deserve it don't get it. And the people that fucking just float by, they get it. You know? It's just life.
Right.
The Americans were born here have a harder time getting it than the ones that don't.
Right,
from
and then
America.
They tell you that we're tapped out or we don't have any money for this. It's all lies. It's all lies. They will not do anything about the fraud. Anybody that wants to report fraud, they'll ignore it. Or the good people that do report the fraud, like me or FBI that have tried or anybody that's ever really tried, those people go under the bus because it's all designed.
The almighty dollar. The almighty dollar
it's
that's
all
making
for profit.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So,
right.
You know, so basically what I'm trying to tell the Americans, you can actually look up your dirty doctors. You can find them on ProPublica, all one word, ProPublica. You put in your psychiatrist, you put in your doctor, and all the kickbacks come up. I worked really hard with a lot of people.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
They're making a financing come up. Yeah, they're making a class now. Whoever gives out opiates has to take a class through the FDA because at one point there were so many doctors giving out shit, they didn't even know the side effects, and it fucked up so many kids. They're all on dope and heroin now. It's ridiculous. You know, that's
just my
two cents. It sucks. I'm glad people are talking about it.
I agree. I kind of want to teach something here for a minute while we're on the subject.
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead.
I worked really hard with a lot of people to expose this. This is our retaliation. He's in jail, okay? But I worked really hard to expose this. The same timeline that we were getting so much heat on this treatment center and exposing DHS, I also formed a psychotropic monitoring steering committee here in Colorado, which now is being mirrored all throughout the state where you have to go before a committee, and you have to say, this is why we want to give this kid this. This committee has to say, wait, this is not going to fix the problem that you're addressing, so we're going to determine that whether you give this kid or not this drug. So this is great. And doing that, we formed something called the Sunshine Act. Under the Sunshine Act, every doctor, every psychiatrist, every hospital has to submit to the government their kickback, and that can be found on the open payment governmental website. You can go on the open payment website. You can put in your doctor's name, your doctor, hospital, whatever, and you can find out how many kickbacks they're getting from pharmaceutical companies to push these drugs. You can also look at ProPublica. They've been working really hard.
You're right. And Lisa, real quick, I've got another caller that wants to get in on
here. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in too. Hey, you got a good show going, Joe, and I hope your son gets out of jail soon.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Hey, Joe, keep up the good work, man. Yeah, Joe, keep up the good work.
God bless
you.
God bless you. All right, take care. And you're always welcome to share your opinion on this program. You know that.
Absolutely.
I'm
going to
go ahead and mute him.
God.
He's muted. I've got another caller who wants to get on here real quick. He's dropped. That caller dropped. So let's go to our next caller, who is also from the state of Connecticut. And I think he is. Yeah, same area code. Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Of course he is. I've always lived here. I'm doing fine. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. I'm sure you heard the call tonight. What do you think about all this drug talk? Because I know you're a supporter of the program, and you don't support any type of this big pharma nonsense.
No, I heard the call, and first of all, I'm very sorry about her son, and I hope everything works out for her. And listening to the call, you know, I really didn't want to chime in here, but you're talking about things that I always talk about and things that I believe in. Boy, what a big bunch of crap, huh? You know, first of all, I think our politicians are like clowns in a circus, and they're there so that we can make fun of them. You know, they want us to think that they're bumbling fools and they're a bunch of idiots and everything, but they really know what they're doing. Look at what this jackass in the White House just did with these new transgender laws and everything. You know,
right.
But what if the plan, what if their goal, if their long-reaching arms is to bring America down with all this crap? I mean, it's just bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. Nancy Pelosi, you know, do we got to pass laws before we read them? The Patriot Act and all of that. And,
right.
And what if this really is the goal? And you know, George Carlin said a lot of good truths in the very beginning there, and he was a very smart man. And we should take that all to heart. And as far as drugs and doctors and everything, I don't believe in drugs and doctors per se. I believe you should take a drug when you have an acute problem, something that comes on, and a drug will help straighten you out. But for any chronic situations, there's many other remedies out there. With a little family help, a little planning for most people. I guess if you live in New York City or someplace like that, you really don't have much of a choice. But there are plenty of herbal remedies out there that will overcome almost any problem you have. Of course, if you have to have a tooth extracted, I don't suggest getting a pair of pliers and having your friend do it or whatever. let's go to a dentist and see if we can do it right. But then again, even with tooth extractions, they're finding that the more teeth you have pulled out, the more memory you lose. If they come out naturally, they come out naturally, that doesn't happen. So I think mankind as a whole is flawed. It's flawed right from the beginning. And there's always another agenda.
It's all about the dollar.
Right,
it's all about the dollar.
I was just going to say that. It's all about the dollar bill in the end. And you know what? The doctor kickbacks and these sites and everything, you know what? It's good to know, but you got to remember, everybody's got to make a living. These doctors are strapped. Again, these politicians want to bankrupt these doctors. They don't want them there, and they're going to do everything they can in their right own way to get rid of them. Now, as a person, you're going there, and you want these drugs. You shouldn't even be accepting the drugs. Who the hell cares about the kickback? Just say no. You know,
Wait a second here. When a doctor goes into the field of medicine, Joe, okay, he takes
Do no harm.
All right.
Do no
but
harm.
Yeah, he's doing harm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you know what
the third leading cause of death is in America?
I don't know.
It's doctors.
Tell me.
And you know what the first two are? Basically, it's the drugs they prescribe. So actually, doctors are the leading cause of death.
All right, Joe. My point. That's what I'm getting at. Hang on. Let me tell you a point. I brought my son to a doctor, the pediatrician, after he was born. And they wanted to give him the rotavirus shot, the vaccination. And I told him, no, that's it. There's going to be no more vaccinations for this child. He's 4 months old. We allowed him already to get the hepatitis and the polio. You know what? That's it. He's 4 months old. Maybe when he gets older, we'll think about it. You know? And guess what? The rotavirus was recalled by the FDA two weeks later for having swine in it. Okay?
So what you're saying is that the rotavirus vaccine is relatively new. And if we went with something that was time-tested, you may go for it. Like drinking water to overcome your thirst. You know that might work. So that's why we do it. So Mother Nature hasn't set you wrong yet with herbal remedies. I would go that route.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? They discharged my son. Listen, they even mailed me a letter. They incriminated themselves. And I thought about it, and I'm thinking about it still, even to this day. Because your son has not been vaccinated, he's putting our patients at risk. So we have to discharge him.
Vaxxed is being exposed, and that's come out, and that's also come out, and it's part of Big Pharma's agenda as well. We are up against an ancient bloodline. That's part of the problem.
You're talking about the New World Order, and what you're saying is so true. And many of my listeners may not understand. I do. And I'm glad you're so educated on this topic. I really am, because I've studied it for many years. I studied theology, and I've studied the New World Order. That's one of the title headlines of this program, Understanding the New World Order also. And I'm so glad
it's like military warfare. You got to know your enemy. You got to know what exactly their moves, so their motives, their
But Lisa, where do you stand right now? Where do you stand in your case? I mean, I don't want to cut off my caller. I'll allow him to get back in, so just be patient. But Lisa, where do you stand right now in your case with CPS and your son being in jail? I mean, what can we do to help you?
Thank you. So the good news is the caseworker has been denied immunity. That's a huge victory right there. And also, I would have to say that I've got 8 attorneys against us, but we're holding our own. We're doing really well. Now, as far as going back to the fact that he was always incompetent, we have proven that he is incompetent. So we're going to be playing the card to get him out because he is brain injured, incapacitated, incompetent, in jail, and try to take this back either a non-judgment.
He's in jail. Where is he incarcerated today? Where is he incarcerated?
He's in Lookout Mountain Youth Services in Golden, Colorado, sitting there with a brain injury that has never been addressed.
Wow.
It's been drugged. And we plan on taking it back non-pro-tunk. We plan on playing the fraud upon everything's the fraud here and unwinding this and taking it back none and void. I mean,
Lisa, I sent you a Facebook message. I'll send you a friend request, and I want to try to get in contact with this place, and I will, trust me.
Thank you.
I will, and I'll tell you a little bit about my past in a private message, because we don't have time right now to get into that, but I will help you as much as I can.
Thank you. So what I have tried to do is I've played all the cards. Appreciate it. I've played all the cards right. And so what they know now is they have a prisoner in their possession that DHS is. This is just another door of DHS. This is still another avenue. The door just looks different. And they've all been notified. Every court has been notified. I'm the legal guardian. I will protect him with everything inside of me, and the fact that now he has been deemed incapacitated, and whoever you got in your competency to shop, whoever you shot for, a psych evaluator, whoever that was that deemed him competent that one time to make him stand trial for whatever the crimes that you're accusing him of, which is drug-related, the psychotropic drug-related, or accusing him of crimes he never committed, your game is up. I know too much. I'm well-educated,
you're right.
And I'm going to use the law. I am not a lawbreaker. I am going to use the law.
Well, that's great. Lisa, what you're saying is so true, and I'll reinforce that. You obviously know what you're talking about. However, you have to remember you're dealing with a de facto system, not a de jure system. You're dealing with a corporation here and a statutory corporation that deals with UCC law. And you have to understand that. And I sent you a friend request on Facebook, and we can get more into that later on down the road.
Sure.
But to the caller that's on the line, because I don't want to ignore him, Joe, do you have anything else to add here real quick? Because I want to touch base with Dr. Ventura tonight from Imperial Beach, California, and he actually founded an international paralegal system that overturned many cases throughout the country.
God.
And I want to try to touch base with him. He knows I'm going to call, but I don't want to ignore my first caller. Joe from Meriden,
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just take another minute and then I'll listen. It's good she's going. It's good she's fighting, and it's good she's using the law. And if you remember from the day you were born, you belong to the state, and it's their responsibility to take care of you, and that's why they do the things they do. This is America.
I agree with that. That's strong, man.
This is America. We print our own money. There is no shortage of money. We could never run out of money because we're the standard. We print it ourselves. They will make the budget every year, and they will raise the debt ceiling because that's what we do. We're the
right.
world reserve currency. If it wasn't for debt in America, there would be no money. If nobody owed anybody any money, we'd all be living on a farm, milking cows for a living, and getting chickens, getting eggs from the chicken every morning because there'd be no way else to acquire anything. So debt is actually a good thing.
Never mind.
That reminds me of the Panama papers. You know how we're now exposing the bankers. I just want our enemy to know that we are coming after you with full force. We're educated.
We are.
And we have
You're right.
We have some victories. I have won some victories. I've taken my lump, but I get back up again and I get my victories because it's wrong. And I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I'm not going to tolerate it. And that's for the sake of the kids.
Hey, Lisa, that's why I'm so glad I made contact with you. I've talked, like I said, about many other CPS cases, and they don't know where to go. They don't understand the law,
right.
But you do. You do. And that's great.
Well, we got lucky. We dismissed our attorney because she was not following what we wanted. We actually will probably have a case that was going to be cited that everybody's going to be able to refer to and a set aside. We held our case by ourselves as pro se litigants. For 9 months, we held up this case by ourselves. Scariest thing I've ever done is learning how to become a pro se litigant. But here's the thing. We were able to demand the records. Now I'm putting all the pieces of the puzzle together of all the fraud. I've got the traces. I got your trail. I got your number. I know exactly what you did, and this is something that parents need to fight the fear. If you cannot find an attorney, start learning how to be a pro se litigant. Because
that's
once
right.
you become
that's
a pro
so
se
correct.
Litigant, once you become a pro se litigant, they have no other choice but to turn over the records to you. And that means
that
the
is
DHS
so correct.
Record – that you have got to fight that fear. I am telling you, as a mother who was terrified, I had to learn it really quick. I prayed to God a lot. I learned, I delved in, and I did it and was able to hold up our case. They're scared. I've got 8 attorneys after us. Let me tell you something. It's just me. I'm a mother who is pissed at what happened to her kids. I am livid
yeah.
over the fraud. I'm livid over exposing it as my due diligence, my constitutional right to speak out about it.
Well, Lisa, we all know that your constitutional rights are dormant. And if you go back to the Reconstruction Act, you'd understand where we live in a de facto government. And we'll get into
right.
that later. But what you're saying is so true, and I know you know what you're talking about. But I really want to try to contact Dr. Ventura. I'm going
to
call him right now live. He's in Imperial Beach, San Diego, California.
Nice to hear, Lisa, that you're doing what you're doing, and you can do
Thank
it, and you're capable
you.
Of doing
Pray
it.
Pray for us. Pray for us.
That's good.
We're gonna try for everybody. My heart is wrapped around everybody.
It'll help everybody in the end.
Yep.
Hello?
And my heart is really wrapped around our children, our future.
Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Is Dr. Ventura available? This is Joseph Gibson from Understanding the Times in Which We Live In.
He's not available at the moment.
Is this Maryland? Is this Maryland? How you doing, Maryland?
It's Maryland. I'm doing okay.
Where is Dr. Ventura? He knew I was going to call him tonight for the radio program.
He's getting ready for his own church service tonight.
Okay. If he has time, please tell him to check in with the program, because he did promise me he was going to check in with my program tonight, and I have one guest on the line tonight, and we'd like to hear his legal advice and his spiritual advice also. And so if you can, please tell him to call me back, okay?
I will do that as soon as he gets a second here, probably about 10 minutes.
All right. Thank you very much, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right.
All right.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless. That was Marilyn, and she's actually a VFW commander for the state of California. She was actually the first female national commander for the VFW. That was Marilyn, because Dr. Ventura is a close friend of mine, and he had founded an international paralegal service that overturned many cases throughout the country. But now he's exited the law, and he has a church out in Imperial Beach on the Navy base in Imperial Beach, San Diego, California, and he has a church out there now. So, but as a personal friend of mine, he will, you know, of course, give me legal advice and help me out. He knows things that would blow your mind. Trust me.
I believe I worked for USAA. I worked for USAA Military Bank. I come from a military family, and I actually worked for USAA as a fraud investigator. So I know when I'm looking at fraud, and that's why my son went to jail, because when I started exposing the fraud and I started speaking out against the fraud and I pushed and pushed against the fraud, that's why he ended up in jail. There's no other reason why he ended up in jail, to be at a treatment center, drugged.
When is he getting out of jail? Is he sentenced? I mean, why is he being housed in jail?
He is sentenced. He is now in his 10th month of his sentence. The longest sentence that he has is 0 to 2, which means he could get out at any time. And part of the 0 to 2 sentence was either defending himself from other kids that are on psychotropic drugs, and I held these children absolutely not responsible, or mutual assault, or breaking out a van treatment center bus window on a hot summer day while he was still on Prozac. And I want to say this, Prozac started all of the SDA black box warnings for children. This is how it began. There are 31 drugs that are not FDA approved for pediatric use, and Prozac started it. This was the gift from the doctor that I exposed earlier, that was the second largest pharmaceutical kickback doctor in the state of Colorado. This was his gift to him, to put him on the drug that started all the FDA black box warnings. Why? Because it would make you assaultive. It would make you violent. I will not argue that he possibly defended himself, or he got mutual assaults with other youth on these drugs, or he definitely broke out a window. That's not my argument. I will say, yes, he did all those things, but his public defender
should have
used this
as a... Yeah, he was hyped up on these drugs.
Exactly.
That make you go
and
nuts.
And that's his defense. That's right. And he had no other choice but to take the drugs. Why? Because they told him if he didn't take the drugs, he could never come home. And if that is not intimidation, if that is not pressure, if that is not saying that you can never go home to your mother after we've had you for 8 years and we have used you as a pharmaceutical guinea pig for our profit and broke the law, I don't know what else is. Because
yeah, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. You are so correct. And you know what? I just want to say, look, for the Blog Talk callers right now, we have so many callers in the chat room. We are number one on the Blog Talk. we're number one on the Blog Talk radio site right now. We're the top of the list. So that's great. But when is your son being released? When is your son being released? He must have a release date.
The release date is 0 to 2, so they think that they can keep him till 2017. Well, they're wrong, because I've exposed that he is incompetent. He's sitting in jail. I have a tape recorded. I have a tape recorded message that they put incompetent, incapacitated youth in jail. They have no problem with segregating them. putting him in a lump sum, but yet they're breaking the law. Because no, and I also have to say this, that juveniles don't even get to plead sanity. Juveniles don't even get to have good time served. Juveniles don't even have the right to a legal library, which is their right to have a legal access to any kind of recourse to be able to help them in their case. Because once these kids are sentenced, their GALs dump them. Their public defenders are not there anymore, and they just rot in these jails.
You know what I call them? You know what I call them? Public pretenders.
You know, I have a friend that calls them that.
Public
too.
Pretenders.
And,
that's what they
and
are.
And I mean, a part of me feels for them because so many people are suing, so many people are needing a defense, but something is so inherently broken. If he was an adult. He was charged as a juvenile, so his record is protected, and I can't go into one of the cases under appeal. I will not touch that to protect my child as his legal guardian.
Of course.
He does have one that's under appeal, but in saying that, they won't get to it until he's already ran his time. This is the.
I know.
The,
yeah, they won't address his central file until he's ran his time.
Right.
I understand that. But listen, I think I have Dr. Ventura, who's trying to call in. I'm going to call him back. I'm going to call him back right now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
He's trying to contact
two,
me.
203-2-4-0-0-3-7.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up on him right now. Let me try him one more time.
Go ahead and try again. I'll be quiet. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want the public to understand that adults have more protection in a sentencing than juveniles do. They count on these kids to be defenseless. They count on our jails are filled with children that have disabilities. They have treated.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
He's trying to call in, and he knows how this operates, this system. So
okay,
I don't know why.
Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna scold him for this.
No, don't do that. We appreciate his time.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying. Go ahead.
I want to educate the public that once these kids are sentenced, their GALs and their public defenders go away. They sit in these facilities incapacitated, incompetent, because there is no sanity plea or any kind of help for these kids. These attorneys are terrified to take on the drug defense because they have to still practice in the state that they're taking on these things. If you are a small attorney, such as a small attorney trying to take on a defense for big pharma, you're thrown under the bus. You're terrified to speak out, or you don't want to touch it. You know the evidence there, but you don't want to touch this. So how do parents navigate this? You're going to have to fight the fear. You're going to have to tell your story as a pro se litigant. You're going have to fight that fear and file your claim. Because the moment that you do, under the rules of federal rules of procedure in any state, they have to give you your children's records. And then you can start building your defense. Then you can start
Lisa, what can, because our phone lines are jammed, what can we do? Well, that's a good thing, I guess. I like to hear it. They're jammed. I can't get through to anybody. What can people do to help you out, or email or call? Because they do. I'm going to tell you that right now. We've done that on this program where we'll call people live, actually, on the program during weekdays. What can we do? What can we do to help you out?
You need to call the public defender. You need to call the state attorney generals in Pueblo, Colorado, and you need to tell them to set my child free. You need to call the Colorado Springs in Colorado, the district attorney's office in both Pueblo and both Colorado Springs, and you need to tell them that they sentenced an incompetent, incapacitated youth to jail for speaking out against his abuse, his neglect, and the fraud that has been committed in the state of Colorado, because the governor, I have tried to start a petition for the governor here of Colorado, somehow pardon him, but the governor of Colorado is a pharmaceutical whore, and he is never going to pardon my kid. He is a pharmaceutical whore.
I agree with you.
Is that on Court Street in Pueblo? Is that on Court Street in Pueblo?
Pueblo District Attorney and Colorado Springs District Attorney's Office.
Listen, I've got Dr. Ventura. Listen, I've got Dr. Ventura on the line.
Yay.
So I need to connect. Yeah, finally. Dr. Ventura, and you're having a, he's having a very important show on Thursday also. But hey, Peter Ventura, how you doing?
Good, my brother. How are you? I'm glad you're
Dr. Ventura, are you there? How you doing? You're live.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Do you
okay,
have
good. I can hear you. We have phones that are jammed right now, but I've got you connected. You got a house full of people right now listening. And Lisa Mitchell here has told her case, and I spoke very highly of you. I know you may not know about it fully. She's in Colorado, but Dr. Ventura, real quick, just tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us what you do, and then we'll go from there. How's that?
Okay, that's fine, Joe. I'm a doctor of religious education. I pastor a church in Imperial Beach, California. I have a prison ministry and a blog talk radio program on Thursday nights. I'm a paralegal, and I've had some law school, Ohio University under Professor A.J. Marinelli, constitutional law, civil redress, and four or five semesters of business law. That's what we're doing right now.
And I'm crying, Dr. Vegas. I mean, I need your help, and I'm glad that you're a godsend that can come into our lives, because my son is disabled. They shopped around for a competency report. They found a doctor to just deem him incompetent when he has 6 prior incompetencies, and after he was incarcerated, 2 more incompetency reports, and I've been granted full guardianship of my child. We have exposed the pharmaceutical companies giving him FDA unapproved psychotropic drugs for 12 years. My child was drugged, but he has a brain injury, sir, from the umbilical cord. And my kid, we went down because we've exposed a lot of corruption here in my state. I can't, I'm a lone mother who has just taken on the biggest corruption that I could possibly take on as a mother. But
she's exposed so much corruption. And it even reaches into your state, California. And this is a powerful case, Peter. It really is. And
in California, to the doctor, I formed a psychotropic monitoring steering committee here in Colorado to protect children from the overdrugging and state care. In doing that, now California has passed a bill to prevent the same thing, the overdrugging of the kids in pharmaceutical care. I'm sure you know that Governor Brown passed that bill. We are trying to get down to the bottom of creating psychotic or suicidal youth that have no other, that have no voice. No kid's going to come on these radio shows and tell of the horrors in these treatment centers, these foster care homes where they're being drugged into oblivion or being drugged into suicidal or aggressive behaviors. And I am so grateful that the National Youth for Law has taken my initiative and passed this bill in your state in California. And now we've got New Mexico on board. We're trying to get so many other states to stop the drugging of the kids so that they have a chance to have a life, you know?
Well, we've seen similar druggings not of adults in correctional facilities around the country.
Yes, sir.
So we have an understanding of that. How can I help you?
I mean, Peter, what we're trying to do is, yeah, you're right. You see this is a powerful case. That's a national case. And you can see she's very dedicated and educated. So what I'm trying to say is that this isn't like the other cases we've talked about where you have to spend a lot of time educating the individual on what to do. But you understand this, Peter, and it affects your state. And you have a show coming up on Thursday that deals with trafficking of children. And I want you to promote that because, listen, Peter, I'm going to tell you right now, Peter, we have so many people online right now, even in the chat room, that are talking. So it's very important to expose this. And you said, how can you help her? Well, Lisa, what can we do? I mean, what do you think we can do to try to, or what do you want us to do? And I promise you, I will do it, if not Peter.
Thank you.
Will also. So tell us what you think we should do.
As a pro se litigant in our federal lawsuit, I've learned a lot, and the only other natural recourse or legal recourse that we can do is to contact the Pueblo District Attorney's Office that fraudulently filed the charges against my kid to make him go down to silence me as a mother, and contact the District Attorney's Office also in Colorado Springs and let them know that they sentenced an incapacitated, incompetent youth, charges for a 0 to 2 or a 0 to 13, and he's already served 10 of it. The way I look at it, my kid has done his freaking time for your fraud, for being a victim of your pharmaceutical.
He should be released. He should be released.
That's right. I want him released right now.
Yes, right.
Because,
that's right.
Because
the
moment
I
opened my mouth, the moment I opened my mouth and I learned what was happening in 2013, he went to jail. The only other thing that I have to face as a mother is they could kill him. Well, you know what? They have too many eyes on this issue for them to do that. The only
and we know, Peter, that they are capable of killing an inmate. We know that.
Let him out. Give him his compensation for wrongful incarceration. Let us proceed as a family and right this wrong and educate other people. He needs to be out. They are blocking his brain injury treatment because I'm on all over them. They're now blocking my ability to give him as his legal guardian. I have a legal guardian. Got DHS out of the way. I am his representative on his Social Security because I have gotten back everything that has been wrongfully taken from me or my son, and I'm in a legal position to protect him, and I want him out of that jail now. Based on the fact he never should have gone down for their crimes. You got the wrong criminal in jail, the psychiatrist that has pharmaceutically prescribed to him and received pharmaceutical companies is going down. The medical board here in Colorado is investigating him. They will get the feds involved, and this is going to be exposed for what it is, making children ill. Why?
And she is. And Lisa, yes, you're exposing this, but what can Pete, like Peter said, what can he do legally to try to help you to get your child out? He's been discharged. He should be out of this darn incarceration and back home with you. What can he do?
Play the incompetency card. Play the incompetency card because I can prove it that he was incompetent all these years. And everybody knows that an incompetent, incapacitated person has no way of understanding any kind of legal recourse. They told him to plead guilty. We'll get you a deal. He never, ever was allowed any kind of bond. They blocked his ability to have bond, and they also blocked his ability to a speedy trial if we want to even play this game that he was competent. this is what the kind of help I need, is to play the incompetent or incapacitated card.
Let me ask you.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, Peter. Peter, go ahead. Make your comment, Peter. Make your comment, Peter.
Let me ask you this question. You're in your legal actions that you've taken so far. Have you filed a petition for writ of habeas corpus?
That's our next action, and we need that. We need to bring his body back out of the system and back into my care, and that's the help that I need. We need to get. I know exactly what you're saying. We're also trying to take it either a non-pro-tunk all the way back, sir, to the original incompetency report 6 prior. I need help with that. Yes, sir.
Well, I think the action is now. Where is he incarcerated at?
He's at Lookout Youth Services Center in Golden, Colorado.
I see. And so how old is your son?
He is now 18 years old, but all of the charges were juvenile charges, sir.
Okay. And you say he's been incarcerated for how long?
He's been incarcerated now for 10 months they've had him in their care. He will be the longest incarceration sentence that he got was a 0 to 2. And you know what I know, a 0 to 2 means zero, means he can get out at any time.
That's right.
That's right.
I understand, but what was he sentenced to? That's what I'm trying to understand. What was the exact sentence?
The sentence would be out of Colorado Springs, would it be a 0 to 2, which ran concurrent with a 0 to 13 out of Pueblo, and the Pueblo case is under appeal.
What was the case about? What was he originally charged with?
When we originally started this, what happened was, I can't talk about the appeal. I wish I could, but to protect my child, if we don't get assistance, we need to protect him in the appeal. I can't talk about the appeal.
Can you talk about it privately through email?
I can talk about it privately because at this point we have a public defender that is championing supposedly the appeal. However, she's not going to get to the appeal into 2 years, and then he's already served.
A public defender, ma'am, the public defender works for the court. She's an officer of the court, he or she. Okay,
so
yes.
We need help. We need help to get somebody to get the public defender removed, to move forward on the appeal, because I wish I could talk about it. I can't, and it's for my son's protection. And I think
I understand that. And we only have 7 minutes left before we get logged off. Peter, go ahead, Peter.
However, you can file the petition for writ of habeas corpus because it's a collateral attack.
I need help with that, sir, because here's the problem, and you know it as good as I do. I'm his legal guardian. When it comes to legal actions, me as a mother, even though I'm a legal guardian, I can't file something on behalf of my son, or can I? That's the problem.
Of course you can. In fact, most states, not sure about Colorado, I have to look into it, but most states allow you to file a writ of habeas corpus on behalf of a friend.
That's right.
Okay.
Peter, real quick, Lisa, real quick, because we only have 6 minutes left. Listen, Lisa, I friended you on Facebook. You need to forward me the information. Peter's a very busy individual. He takes on many cases, but he will take on a case if I direly ask him as a friend, because he is a close friend of mine. We go back many years, but you need to make sure you friend me on Facebook, and we'll communicate. But Peter has a show coming up on Thursday that's just as important, and I promised him that he would promote that. And not to neglect your story, but Peter, real quick, because we only got 6 minutes left now, can you please talk about the program you got coming up?
Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, Nathan on the Spot, Sound Doctrine Broadcast. I have a missionary coming on. He's a missionary to orphans, which our church supports. He's the founder and the president of Missionaries to Orphans, or Orphan Frontier, it's called. He'll be on Thursday night, and he's going to discuss the situation.
What time,
not only
what
second,
time Peter? What time? What time?
It's our program comes on at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. The number is 347-945-5416.
6 o'clock California time. California
yes.
time, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Pacific
okay,
time.
Very good.
Yes. 9 o'clock on the East Coast. The number is 347-945-5416. And you will find this program and this man very, very knowledgeable. He's been dealing all over the country. We've sent him to Thailand. We've sent him to Maui, Africa. He's been to Mexico. He's on his way to India in October. And he's got some great things to say and some educational things that I think will really open some eyes about not only the sex trafficking trade that's going on in the world in our own country, but also the orphan situation.
Yeah, with CPS too, sex trafficking.
Well,
you're right.
I've actually heard that from an insider that CPS sometimes actually social workers will sell these kids and then report to them that they're runaways.
Right, but it's a good idea to come on the program Thursday night. Bring that subject up. See what
yes.
the missionary
yes.
says. There'll be other people
Absolutely.
On the program. It's open to callers. But I do want to say this: as the guardian, you have the right to file a petition for writ of habeas corpus.
Well, I'm ready. I've alerted all the courts. I'm now the guardian. You are a notice. It's going on. And
yeah.
and I'm ready, but I don't. I need some help with that because I want
Here,
to make
Lisa,
sure that
Lisa, 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 listen, Lisa. I will help you. I will. Peter knows I know my way around. Also, I will help you. And if I need advice from my brother Peter, he will help me because he and I go way back to another time where he and I needed each other. And Peter is a close
Thank
friend
you.
Of mine. Okay.
Well,
he lives
I
far
consider
away.
You gentlemen a godsend. I consider you gentlemen a godsend because I couldn't have done this without God. God taught me the crime. I'm ready to have my son out of there, and I'm ready to educate the
And
the
Lisa, Lisa, I also I want you to tell your story on another Blog Talk show too. So
sure.
Because what I'm trying to do is I want to unite the Blog Talk radio programs. So that we can reach people from around the world. That includes
yes.
the Sound Doctrine program that Peter has, my program, and I want you to contact the captain. And I'm gonna and
okay.
the captain
oh,
is
I know
my
the
friend.
Captain.
Okay.
I know the captain. He's actually had me on his show.
Oh, very good. Very good. So we're united there. And I want the captain to come on a Peter's program this Thursday because I believe Peter's program this Thursday is going to be a very huge program, very huge.
Amen.
And I please, I beg my supporters, tune in to his Sound Doctrine program this Thursday. Please, 9 p.m. Eastern, and we know the Pacific time, the Central time, and Mountain time. Please, because he has something very important, and I promised him last night when we talked that I would acknowledge his program. Because he gave me the and listen, Brother Peter is very, very busy. He helps many people. But if I single out a certain person that I want to help, and I believe, Lisa, you're very knowledgeable, and
Thank
I believe you.
You
need help, and I will ask Peter to try to help you get this habeas corpus going. And I know
you.
Peter, as a friend, will do what I ask. I really do. We only have a minute left.
We know how secretive this enemy. We know how secretive this enemy is, and there is no other recourse when things are done in secret than to bring it out in the open and expose it. I have.
That's right.
I know that I am not going to be able to do this secretly. I did do it secretly. I worked anonymous, and exposing it with a lot of our news reporters here in Colorado. They carried it. They exposed it. But this is bigger, and I need a lot more help because there's
yes,
this,
we have 60 seconds,
so
Lisa. We have sixty seconds left. Listen, I sent you a request on Facebook. Stay in touch with
thank
me,
you.
Please, please
it.
Do. And
good
I need to close. Peter, thank you for plugging your program. I know you're still on the line. Your advice tonight was so important. Thank you for Joe and Meriden.
Thank you.
We took it to the hour and a half tonight. And we really took it down to the last second, and that's very important. We have many callers online. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of you. And please, tune in Thursday night at 6 p.m., and then tune in to Brother Peter's program, because it's going to be a great program.
Yes.
I'll be there. Okay? Good night, everyone.
God bless.
Take care.
God bless. Thank you, sir, for your time. Thank you both, gentlemen, for your time.
Okay.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. It's a very important program. Please archive the show. blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson.
Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We will run a full contest. We have an explosion and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators.